Welcome back to the Right Hook here on Newstalk. Now, the Minister for Justice, Alan Shatter, and senior officials are in Geneva today because the United Nations is looking at our human rights record. Well, Mark Kelly of the Irish Council for Civil Liberties is in Geneva and joins me. Mark, thanks for taking my call.
Nice to talk to you, George.
Well, what are they asking us about? They're asking us about, presumably, even somebody not close to the issue like me would know that, like, we failed to put into legislation many conventions, isn't that so, which had been we'd agreed to do, and we haven't done so.
Yeah. Essentially, that's it. They're asking in a comprehensive and universal way about promises that Ireland has previously made to the United Nations and other international bodies and hasn't yet kept. For example, 4 or 5 years ago, Ireland signed up to a number of conventions, but it hasn't taken the next step of ratifying them, which means that they actually become effective in practice. So, to give you two examples, there's an optional protocol to a UN treaty that would require Ireland to set up proper monitoring mechanisms for places of detention. That was signed back in 2007, and absolutely nothing has happened in the meantime. Or similarly, one that's of great concern to a lot of people, we have mental capacity legislation going back to the late 1800s, which has never been reformed. And because it can't be reformed, Ireland hasn't signed up to a convention on the rights of people with disabilities. So that was the focus. But then they were also looking, and these are our fellow nations, the other nation states of the United Nations, they were looking at things like conditions in our prisons, which we know are still disastrous. They were looking at the fact that there hasn't been a referendum on the rights of children, even though that was promised by the former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern as long ago as 2006. But the thing that's really special, George, about this process is people sometimes say, how dare the United Nations interfere in our work and in our domestic life in Ireland. This was not unelected United Nations experts. This was other member states of the UN, other countries that were asking Ireland some tough questions about its record.
But Mark, are we the only bad guys?
Every nation of the United Nations goes through this process. It's a universal periodic review. This is the first time that Ireland has gone through it, but clearly there are improvements that can be made in every single country. The point of this exercise is for countries to look together and share information about the improvements that do need to be made. So Ireland itself at the United Nations has been quite happily asking similar questions of other countries over the past couple of years, and today it's turn.
Well, what about Minister Shatter? How did he perform?
It was a really smooth performance, I have to say. I sat through the full 3 hours of it. We're here as part of a coalition of 17 organisations called Your Rights Right Now, and we've been following this process and contributing to it and lobbying diplomatic representatives of these UN states. And he put in a really impressive performance, and he actually came across, I have to say, as genuinely sincere about wanting to make improvements. But you know yourself, George, the devil really is in the detail. And I think the one thing that we would say about the hearing today is he was kind of long on promises. There were lots of promises. But then when some member states came back and asked for more detail and said, exactly how are you going to keep that promise? What will be the content of that legislation? When will the legislation come in? Then it all became a bit more vague. So I think, you know, we come away mildly encouraged from it today, but the implementation part of it is going to be key.
Yeah, but a couple of things, like, say, places of detention. Although people with a commitment to civil liberties like you would be quite interested in that, there'd be a high proportion of the Irish people who might say, well, you know, they've committed the crime, now they have to pay for it. Similarly,
it depends.
Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
Well, the second one, I was putting two questions.